USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are putting your great Indiana coal miners and steel workers back to work.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana.
We're reclaiming our nation's proud manufacturing heritage and putting tariffs on foreign producers who cheat our workers and cheat our companies. Not fair.
The flag-draped casket carrying John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. Secretary of Defense James Mattis escorting wife Cindy McCain, the children of the late senator, also on the tarmac. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Four people killed in a Greyhound bus crash in New Mexico on Interstate 40. This is 90 miles west of Albuquerque. State police say the bus driver colliding with a truck, the National Transportation Safety Board sending a go team to investigate. A tribute concert for Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, in Detroit, Michigan.
We are here to celebrate the life, the love, and the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin.
Singer Joan Belgrave belting out Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood at the sold-out show.
Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all of them damn pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood.
Former President Bill Clinton expected at Aretha's funeral. And watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 137 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Ahead of the Labor Day long holiday weekend, gas prices on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks down the numbers.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels, because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are in the middle of hurricane season and two new storms churning. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.